You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dutchie, yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window, tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give you information, asking for what blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good evening and welcome to the Common Sense Show. This is Dave Hodges, your host, along with Katie Whalen. And we are coming to you live, and we always come to you live every Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the Pacific Coast and on the East Coast. The home of the establishment. We come to you live 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., and that's in the Eastern time zone. Real quick show note here. I want to just say just a word in passing, 15th year anniversary of 9/11, and I haven't forgotten, and I wrote an article up on the Common Sense Show today about that, and I'm still asking the same 20 questions I've asked for the last several years. And the government doesn't see fit to release the information so we can get independent corroboration of what they are saying. And maybe they are telling the truth. I suspect they're not. But 15th year anniversary, and my heart still go out to the fallen on that day and also to their loved ones, because that pain never goes away for the survivors. So I just want to mention that to you and also tell you about the great show that we have planned for you tonight that we're going to get to in just a moment. First 2 hours, we've got Dr. Ted Brewer, and are we going to dissect Hillary Clinton? In fact, I got a call not too long before the show from my son who was out with his mom shopping, and he said, they finally had to admit it, Dad. And I said, admit what? Hillary's sick. She has pneumonia. And we both know she has cognitive deficits. We're going to get into all that and a whole lot more with Dr. Ted Brewer. And he's going to be with us for 2 hours, and I don't think 2 hours is enough to cover what we're going to cover, but we're going to give it our best shot. In the third hour, Katie Whalen, the health chick, the great health reporter. And now she's becoming a frequently requested guest on other shows, and she's now being published, and look out, we're seeing a star being born. Katie Whalen will be with us in the third hour with the health report. And I pulled a little coup off today. Bob Griswold called me about something, and we were just chit-chatting back and forth. And we started talking about social media censorship and some related topics. I said, Bob, this would be a real good half hour. This is something I'd like you to come on and do tonight. And he was flexible enough to agree. And we're going to get into that. I'm having all kinds of trouble with YouTube. Yes, I still want you to go to our YouTube channel that you can get to from our homepage. But censorship has become their middle name. And they're censoring stuff that is less than tame. It's less than what's being covered many times in the mainstream media. Why? Because I'm Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and they like to go after people like me and Doug Hagman and all people in the independent media because we're not drinking the Kool-Aid, and you know who owns YouTube. And Facebook, same thing. We're going to get into all that in the last 30 minutes of the show. So we got a great, great show for you. Want to remind everybody that we are turning down radio shows who have made inquiries, and they want advertising time when they come on. And I have said, no, we're trying to keep this as commercial-free as we can. I do a lot of horse trading on our advertising. So what you hear when I talk about some of these products that are available to you, one, I bring them to you because we all need them. And number two, there's horse trading involved, and it really doesn't go to support the financial mission in many cases of the Common Sense Show. So I'm reaching out to you, as I said I would do, in response to you saying, we don't care about the radio stations. We don't want all the commercial breaks every 12 minutes. I understand that. So we're asking for your generous donations because we're talking airtime, we're talking website expenses, and there are a lot of expenses that go behind the website and also into YouTube production. So if you want to help us, no gift too large, too small, Post Office Box 32, Whitman, Arizona, W-I-T-T-M-A-N-N, it's two T's, two N's, Whitman, Arizona, 85361. That's our official post office box. And I get a lot of mailings from you people, and I appreciate it. We read all of them. Sorry we can't respond to all of them, because we're getting about 300 to 500 emails a day just on our account. And then the mailbox just backs that up as well, too. But we try to respond to some of the more frequently requested answers to common questions. But Post Office Box 32, Whitman, Arizona, 85361. Also, want to, again, tell you, I'm so tired of being called a fearmonger. That just rolls off me now. And I won't even engage anyone who goes into this conversation, because, as Ron Paul said in his recent video, when you're $19 trillion in debt and you've got over a $200 trillion unfunded mandated liabilities with Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and so forth, and God knows how much the credit swap derivatives are, last estimate over 2 years ago, $1.5 quadrillion, the annual interest rate is $505 trillion a year. You don't think the economy is going to fail? Can you maintain your monthly budget on that? Of course you can't. You need to get prepared, folks. And first of all, you need to get your darn money out of the bank, except for, you know, how to manage and pay your mortgage and your insurance and all this other stuff. But the rest of it, there's no such thing anymore as a savings account in the bank. They own your money. It's law. Get your money out of the bank, at least the excess money, if you're lucky enough to have it. And call my friend Steve Quayle. Invest in precious metals. It is the only thing that over time has held its value, period. The petrodollar is dead. The BRICS are killing it, and the rest of the world is running away from the dollar. Wake up. Call Steve tomorrow, 406-586-4842. And with that, when you have downtimes economically, you're going to have trouble with food transport and distribution. And, you know, that's even assuming that Obama and Clinton or whoever mad person is running in the White House, that's assuming they're not going to use food as a weapon. And history is replete. When societies and civilizations are in transition, they use food as a weapon. It's historically true. So you better have food. And we're offering you food. We had Daniel Brigman on last week. Great guest. Great man. Who has made food storage affordable and filled with quality. Go to our website, see what we have to offer, then email us with any questions. Go to numana.com/Hodges. And one more thing, speaking of the social media ghetto, including Facebook, well, I keep telling you about this, scene.life, which is a production of Chris Kitsky. He's been a recent guest on our show, along with Mike Roach. It's the Facebook alternative. They have over 110,000 members and adding daily. If you want to fulfill your social media needs and you just don't want to see things like dog and cat pictures being uploaded, you want to have meaningful conversation that's not going to be censored, you don't want to see Assassinate Donald Trump pages, go to scene.life and register. It's free, and there's no background. I mean, Facebook is now even asking for some people to send their driver's licenses into them to prove who they are. Are you kidding me? Scene.life. Well, our guest for the first 2 hours, Dr. Ted Brewer. He needs no introduction because he has a show right before mine and during the week here on the Global Star Radio Network. He's a frequent guest on one of our guests that we had on last week, Doug Hagman, with the Hagman & Hagman Report. You can hear him quite a bit on Fridays. And he's been on vacation doing family business stuff, and he's back home in Florida, and we're lucky enough to have him for 2 hours. Ted, thanks for joining us.
Dave, my pleasure. You know, I always love doing your show. I always love working with patriots. I was telling Doug the other night, the biggest problem I have nowadays is the emails are such an overload to the office and to us, and the only ones that are critical are the people that claim to be Christians in the first two sentences, and they want to correct me with anything that I've said or done in my entire life, including breathing air. So
I know.
Well, I can actually have
I get them too.
On a show.
I get them.
You know,
Doug gets them.
Yeah, Doug, we all get
Steve.
And,
Steve Quayle gets them.
Steve, here's the thing, guys, and I'm just going to be real candid with you here. I'm going to cover Hillary's health issues in a moment. I'm going to cover them in detail from a scientific standpoint and what I believe she has, because I've said months ago on Dave's show and on Hagman's show that I believe she has Parkinson's and we're going to talk about that. Just earlier today at the 9/11 memorials, while standing beside Trump, she started to faint. They grabbed her, handlers grabbed her again, walked her to the parking lot. She braced herself up on like a concrete barrier that was there, waiting for her van to get there with its medical equipment, and basically could not stand on her own. I assume the van was not there because she left early. It wasn't waiting for her. This is all on videotape, all over the internet. She braces herself up, and then as she walks away from the video, it looks like something metallic falls out of her pants, like some type of brace had come apart. And she immediately collapses, falls. They catch her again. She can't even become or go into an upright position. And they then put her into the van, whisk her away. Her shoe came off. And then what they do, they tell us, oh, by the way, she is sick. She has walking pneumonia. Then she goes to Chelsea's house instead of the hospital while they were dialing her meds back in. And then within an hour or 2 hours, she walks back out again from Chelsea's apartment. You know, Chelsea makes $1 million a year helping to run the Clinton Foundation. And then they ask her, I'm going to turn this up right now so you can hear this. This is today. We're in the same city she faded in. And here's what she says, if you guys can hear this. She's walking out of the apartment.
How are you feeling, Captain Clinton?
Great. I'm feeling great, feeling great.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. So here she is. The media is now carrying that she has pneumonia. She walks out and says, I'm feeling great. It's a beautiful day. And then she proceeds to ignore everybody else. Now, let me tell you what's going on with her, Dave, from my standpoint, because I've worked with a lot of patients in my office years ago as a nutritionist, and people would come in with Parkinson's all the time, and a lot of people believe that it's solvent exposure that causes Parkinson's disease. Of course, there's not really any definite proof that that's true, but all that I do know is there really isn't a good natural protocol except for using essential fats and some B supplements to try to help correct the symptoms. But overall, it's a mess with Parkinson's disease, as we've seen with John Michael Fox. Also, Annette Bonicello had the Parkinson's also, according to her publicist, before she died. And people thought she was drunk because she was walking around stumbling. And they basically finally admitted that she had Parkinson's disease. Now, let me tell you why I feel the way I've done, the way I do. I've analyzed a bunch of videos offline of her falling, dates on them, et cetera, and what happened to her. But here's why I believe Hillary has Parkinson's disease. On August the 14th, Joe Biggs from Infowars.com said that the Secret Service agents approached him and told him that she had advanced Parkinson's disease. Now, there's only one reason that the Secret Service would do that. And the sad part about it is that nobody wants to talk about how absolutely horrible she is and how heinous her relationship is with these Secret Service people. In fact, if you look and see the real Hillary, let me give you a little email here. This man had 200,000 or so Facebook views on just this alone. He was a military canine handler, and he posted some stuff about Facebook, and his name's Eric Bronner. And when he posted it about Hillary, he basically had his Facebook account stopped, killed. Okay, so that's what we expect that. I'm going to read you this real quick. It'll take a second. It's why the Secret Service would do this. As of this posting, Bonner's story has been shared with over 200,000 times on Facebook, which naturally led to his account being suspended by Facebook, who is seemingly in the business of trying to censor all things anti-Hillary. Bonner said that the next morning after his post started making the rounds, he woke up to find his account had been suspended. Facebook needed to verify his identity and suspended his account until he could do so. Bonner declared the timing was interesting. Now, here's what happened to him when he was basically with Hillary on the Secret Service detail. She basically told him when his dog had gone in to basically do a inspection for explosives that she walked up and said, what is that effing dog doing in there? In fact, let me quote it. Here's what she said. One of my last details was for Hillary when she was Secretary of State. She was in Turkey for whatever reason. I helped with sweeps of her DV quarters and staff vehicles. Her words to me, get that effing dog away from me. But she used the real word. Then she turns to her security detail and berates them up and down about why the animal was in her quarters. For the next 20 minutes, while I sat there waiting to be released, she lays into her detail, slamming the door in their faces when she's done. The detail lead walks over and apologizes and releases me. I apologize to him for getting him in trouble. His words, happens every day, brother. Hillary doesn't care about anyone but Hillary. Now, this is what he posted. And, of course, his site was shut down and closed down because they had to produce proper ID, et cetera, because they had to stop the momentum. And the way the reason they'll do that and sometimes reopen the site is these sites will go into what's an exponential growth. In other words, the 2 to the 16 to the 24 to the 48, whatever. And if they don't put a stop to it, when it starts getting around 200,000, it's going to go to, you know, 200 million pretty quick. So what they'll do, they'll kill it for a few days and stop the momentum, and this thing has to start all over again. Most of the time, it never regains the momentum. That's one of the tricks they do in stopping growth on YouTube views. It's one of the things that Facebook does as far as stopping growth on Facebook views. Now, let me continue with this. Joe Biggs announces from the Secret Service, who tells him that she has Parkinson's disease. Now, her automobile is basically an ambulance. It's been modified with lift gates, etc. Paramedics usually travel with her. And what we don't understand, you know, why would the SSA agents blow the whistles, the Secret Service agents? Because they hate her. That's like I just read earlier. They can't stand her, and they're scared of what she's going to happen if she becomes a threat by becoming a president of the United States. Julian Assange, a few weeks after Joe Biggs released this, he actually released emails from Hillary to the State Department asking them to research new drugs for Parkinson's. Now, I'll explain to you why that is a problem because of what the side effects are with levodopa. On January the 31st, 2005, Hillary fainted during a speech and she was caught by the Secret Service. This is 11 years ago. So it's something she's had this for a long, long time. On June the 18th, or 2009, she broke an elbow on the way to the White House. Now, again, this is what happens when you have a freeze with Parkinson's disease. If someone's not there to catch you, or if you're not wearing braces, or whatever, you can just fall straight and do a nose plant. Or she could have been drunk, because she's a big-time boozer. December 2012, she fell and hit her head, having a major concussion. And Parkinson's disease can cause a major freeze event, and you can suddenly just fall. Medical clearance letters saying that she's healthy, none of these letters were released from any of these hospitals when she had all of these falls. January of 2013, Huma Abedin, her, some say, lesbian lover, basically sent an email out and that she was often confused. We'll talk about why that happens also with Parkinson's disease sufferers. In early 2016, videos of odd physical movements and brain freezes began showing up all over the internet, being held up by speaking by her handlers, being propped up while speaking, being helped up a small flight of stairs, constant attendance. In April, under one appearance, she had a head nodding tremor. In Parkinson's, when your head or hand is at rest, just holding it in midair, it may start to shake or show a tremor. That's why many Parkinson's patients will hold their hand flat on the table, or they'll keep their heads moving so they don't start having tremors. She started having severe head tremors. On May the 2nd, a video showed her middle finger above her index finger, which is a typical Parkinson's hand movement. Another video came out, several reported shouted questions. This is the one that's real famous right now. And immediately her head started to bob in an exaggerated manner. But guys, listen to me, it's not a seizure. It's called a side effect from levodopa. It's called levodopa-induced dyskinesia, or short for PDLID. And what ends up happening is it causes uncontrolled involuntary muscle movement. Dyskinesia is spelled D-Y-S-K-I-N-E-S-I-A. This is what levodopa does. It's used in Parkinson's because it helps to replace the dopamine that the brain loses to the cells in a part of the brain called the substantia nigra. That's S-U-B-S-T-A-N-T-I-A, nigra. One of the coordination centers of the brain center starts to die. So the dopamine is being replaced that you are losing from that brain center, which helps to control your motor actions. This was made very clear a few years ago when Michael Fox came in because he's got Parkinson's, and he came off his medicine and he tried to talk off his medicine, and you can see the exaggerated motor movements from not being on the levodopa. Levodopa can work pretty good, but if you get too many visual inputs or too many stressors at once, you could go into a freeze, which can cause odd exaggerated motions. It doesn't cause a loss of consciousness. Now, this happens to everybody who's been on levodopa for more than 10 years. It's a side effect of the drug. This is why Clinton, in my opinion, refuses to do news conferences, very many of them. The multiple stimuli and stress would probably set off multiple freezing events in which she wouldn't know what was going on. She actually freezes for a second, and her brain like goes into slow motion. If she did this on camera during a debate or the other night in the forum, it would make her impossible to be elected on live TV. So because the levodopa has a temporary half-life of maybe a few hours, they've got to dial her in before they get her there and make sure they can keep her propped up while she's speaking. Now, if you remember during the balloon drop at the DNC, her head suddenly jerks to the right, jerks to the left, her mouth opens, her eyes bug open, and that's very common to PD sufferers. It's just what happens to them, okay? Hillary said she's short-circuited, which is another term they use when they're suffering from Parkinson's disease. On August the 6th, another scene, she freezes, and two attendants run up to her and tell her to keep talking. One of them starts rubbing her back, saying, "It's okay, keep talking." When a Parkinson's sufferer freezes, brain function slows way down, and it may need to be rebooted. Telling her it's okay and keep talking brings her out of the freeze, because she simply repeated what she said, what he said to her, and this is typical again with Parkinson's disease. Now, also, she had that little headpiece in the other night, and people were saying, well, she's cheating, and she's being told what to say. No, what she's doing just in the event of a freeze, this is what I believe while she was wearing that headpiece, is that in the event of a freeze, they can say, "Hillary, it's okay, keep talking. Hillary, it's okay, keep talking," rather than running out to her. Now, you also watch her the other night. You watch the reruns. She never sat in the chair with the commentator. She leaned against the chair. Now, the reason that she did that, I believe she's wearing leg braces. I think she's lost so much motor coordination, she had to lock her braces in when she was sitting there, and she didn't want to sit because the braces would have either showed through her pants or they wouldn't have worked as well. That's why I believe she was standing, because there was a piece of metal that fell off the brace today when she collapsed walking into the limo on another video I saw. Now, the coughing attacks, these aren't allergies. She doesn't have a Trump disorder. It's also caused by Parkinson's. Parkinson's causes food or saliva to get caught on the vocal cords, because you develop swallowing problems with Parkinson's disease. You know, we've all swallowed wrong, Dave. A couple of years ago, I swallowed some stuff and I choked on it. I thought I had to go to the emergency room. Fluids go down to the lungs, it can cause pneumonia. In fact, aspiration pneumonia is one of the common causes of death in Parkinson's disease, because you can't swallow properly, and that's very to control even using levodopa. That's why she's having, in my opinion, all of these coughing fits. Now, in addition to that, the levodopa can cause extreme fatigue. Alex Jones says that she is sleeping for up to 18 hours a day. She's basically dying right in front of her eyes. And, I feel bad for her that she has Parkinson's disease. I feel bad for anybody that has Parkinson's disease. But the problem is, this woman has sowed some really bad seed. She's got a lot of bad karma coming back to her right now. I mean, she has advanced Parkinson's disease as far as I'm concerned. She can't hide the tremors, the PDLID. She can't stop it. She can't walk upstairs. She can't stand any visual stimulus. Remember, if she's wearing braces, it's going to make it almost impossible to walk upstairs if they're locked in. She can't handle the presidency, because what's she going to do at 3 o'clock in the morning if the phone rings? And remember, as Parkinson's disease advances, like Huma Abedin said, it causes senile dementia. Now, this lady's already a crazy witch. We already know that. She already has a horrible personality. She already hates the Secret Service. She already hates everybody. She wants to start wars and kill people. So do we really need a president out there who's going to be so debilitated in the Oval Office that they're not going to be able to run the White House? We saw that with Woodrow Wilson. We already saw that with Franklin Roosevelt. We have all of these presidents that get really sick in the White House, but they don't want to turn loose of the power because their party's in control. So guys, in my humble opinion, okay, and I've worked with a lot of Parkinson's patients, and I've done a lot of research on Parkinson's disease. This lady has Parkinson's, and she may also have narrowing of the arteries of her blood and her brain. We talked about that before on another show. But I personally think she has advanced Parkinson's disease. The levodopa is causing all types of side effects in her now, and I personally feel she is unfit to serve in the office of the United States presidency. The problem is, if the globalists come in here now, and they have to bring another candidate in, like either Bernie Sanders or Biden, which they may be planning on doing anyhow, because they won't have all the damage from the primaries and all the stuff that's going on. We're gonna have a mess unless they've got it rigged to bring Biden in. I believe they would bring Biden in before they brought in Bernie Sanders, because I don't think they like some of the stuff that Bernie Sanders said.
Let me address this for a minute. I've done some research on this, and I put this into an article that I wrote a couple of weeks ago. Can they postpone the election if one of the candidates dies or becomes debilitated? The answer is yes. After the primary. And there's a provision, and there's a two-stop gap measure here. One is the election can be delayed, and I forget the date in December, but let's say mid-December for the sake of argument. And they'll try for a target date then, and that gives the party who has lost their candidate time to gather. Then these are the calm responses. Now, the second gap here that we see in election permission is they can extend it under extenuating circumstances with the approval of Congress until January the 3rd, which is about 2 weeks before Inauguration Day. So those are the tame methods for handling what's going on with Hillary. But as you know, Doug and I have talked about this, Doug Hagman and Steve Quayle and I have talked about this here on this show, and we're of the opinion, and I don't mean to speak for these other people, but I'm pretty safe in saying this, I think we're of the opinion, most of us in the independent media, that if she's unable to continue, or Donald Trump continues to pull away, because he's leading by about 25 to 30 points right now, and forget what you're seeing on CNN, but if that lead gets over 40, no amount of voter fraud can overcome it. I think they got to play the false flag card, and I think they've got to stop the elections. That, Ted, what do you think about that?
Well, Merkel has already told her people in Germany to store food. Merkel's party has basically lost power. She will not be reelected, and she's saying that she may not even rerun for the office. Merkel has basically completely hosed over Germany with all of these Muslims that have come in and raped their women and their children and their girls. Now we've got a type of I pulled the article up. I'll pull it up in a second, Dave. There's a type of disease running around in Europe right now, which is a hemorrhagic fever, and they're saying that it's coming in from Africa, in those areas. I mean, so now we've got hemorrhagic fever outbreak in Germany, or actually this happened in Spain, somebody actually died from it. And so now it's getting worse and worse and worse in Europe. So now Merkel's telling people to store water, store food, store marks or euros or whatever they want to store. And the craziest part about all of this is she's been really open about it. And she's also said that she does not regret what she did bringing all these immigrants in, but she also says that she is basically being kicked out because of what she did with this. Now, to me, Angela Merkel, I don't consider her to be a patriot for Germany at all. I consider her to be basically a Stasi-trained East German communist, is what she was raised in, close to Dresden and under the Iron Curtain. So I don't trust her at all, and I think what she's done to Germany is part of what George Soros wants to do. Now remember, George Soros is a Jew who went after his own Jew friends in Germany during World War II and turned them into the Nazis. Then he was trained in the Rothschild banking cartel in the Bank of England after the war. I personally believe that Rothschild, as we saw with J.P. Morgan, is just another Rothschild stooge. Remember, the Rothschilds don't come out and have themselves do things like Soros has done. They have other people they give money to as their proxy to do things. We saw that with J.P. Morgan. We saw all the things that J.P. Morgan did, even with Tesla, with Edison, with all of it. And then we all thought, in back in the 100 years ago, they thought J.P. Morgan had all of this money. And they find that at the end, he was wealthy, but he wasn't that wealthy because the Rothschilds had bankrolled him as they had bankrolled Rockefeller. So this whole thing gets really interesting when you start studying history, Dave. So do I think that they could stop the elections? Absolutely yes. Do I think that we have a false flag? What do we all think just happened on 9/11 15 years ago? We had the biggest false flag in the history of the United States, much bigger than Pearl Harbor, because Pearl Harbor, there were several thousand people killed, and it brought us into World War II, but the reality was it wasn't on the 48 continental states. It was in Hawaii, and Roosevelt knew the Japanese were going to attack us. He put up an 8-step protocol for them to attack us. That's all released now. It's all public because he wanted them to attack us because he wanted to get into World War II, and the American people, because of what had happened with World War I and the Versailles Treaty, wanted no part of it. They had enough of it. They didn't want to be involved with another war in Europe, 20 years after the first war ended. First World War. So do we have the ability for the rogue elements of the government, the Mossad and Saudi Arabia and the CIA, to come in and cause another massive false flag in the United States, like a nuclear detonation, and blaming it on Korea? Because we're getting all this news that Korea's doing this and Korea's doing that. Do they have that ability? Bill Clinton sold China the technology for the silent shafts for their submarines, and he also sold them the technology for their intercontinental ballistic missile technology. They couldn't even get the things off the pad until he sold them the technology to do that, the software. I mean, this is just what he did. Okay, now we know that billions and billions of dollars have gone through the Clinton Foundation because they were selling these secrets, and Hillary was using her doggone emails as a drop box to give out foreign information to foreign governments. You wrote an excellent article, Dave, about a week ago on that she actually gave out the location of Ambassador Stevens, which precipitated and caused, as far as I'm concerned and you're concerned, a lot of other people concerned, them knowing where he was and had him killed. Now, that's just blatant treason is all that is. Now, the craziest part about all that is nobody wants to think about the fact that Hillary is capable of doing all this stuff, and the media certainly won't talk about it. And then she got on TV last week, or beginning of this week, I was on Wednesday night, and lied through her teeth and said she never sent any classified emails. Lie, lie, lie. I mean, it's unbelievable how she can lie like this. And they gave, I'll give the commentator credit. He pushed her pretty hard on the emails, but she just kept lying and lying and lying. And then Trump, I felt as though, was neutral on that particular forum. I don't think he helped himself or hurt himself. I think he could have done a whole lot more about pushing out what happened with Benghazi, because she kept slamming Trump, and he was trying his best not to slam her. Guys, it's like this. Even right now, when she's got metal pieces falling off her legs, wherever that's coming from, and she's falling constantly and coughing constantly, Trump doesn't need to say she's unfit for the presidency. Here's why. The Clintons love to take the underdog position in everything they do. Bless poor Hillary. Donald Trump's being mean to her. He's saying bad things to her. What he needs to say is this. Guys, I saw Hillary fall down. We saw her getting into her van. We all need to pray for her. We need to pray that she recovers and that she's healthy enough to run for president. And we need to all stand in the gap for her in her time of need. That's how he needs to deal with this, because otherwise she'll pull out the sympathy vote, Dave, and pull out the sympathy card. He just needs to just say, we need to pray for her and pray that she's going to recover. Because remember, I've said this on your show and I've said it on Doug's show. You don't pray for bad things to happen to people. Here's what you pray. Father, please expose Hillary Clinton for who and what she is. Show the world who she really is, Lord. Let the world see themselves who and what this woman is, what she's involved in. Let her be completely exposed from the rooftops. Let the light shine upon her so she'll know exactly, well, everyone will know exactly who she is and what she is. That's how you pray. You don't pray that something bad happens to her, because when you do that, it's kind of like witchcraft, right? You don't do that. And do we have the power using scalar waves to actually do bad things to people when we pray for them? Yeah, but you're not supposed to do it. The Bible forbids all that stuff. You're not supposed to do all that because God doesn't want you cursing people. He just doesn't want you doing stuff like that. So just, I think Trump needs to just say, we need to pray for her. She's having some medical issues. We need to pray that she has a speedy recovery. And that right there will point out the fact that she has medical issues and let the American people know that, but he's not picking on her, quote-unquote. Dave, what do you think?
I think you're right on the money with that, Ted. I think there's no question that he's got to take the high road. But I think on the CNN, I don't know what you call dialogue. It certainly wasn't a debate. No, he missed golden opportunity after golden opportunity, and he's trying too hard to appear to be presidential. You
That's
can't
right.
be what you ain't. You got to be who you are.
You got to dance with who brought you, Dave.
That's right.
You know, you don't change horses midstream. That's what his.
Well, he was on CNN, Ted, because he told it like it was during the primary, and now he's shifted. It's almost, there are people who write to me every day and say, Dave, he's throwing the election. And it looks that way. I don't think he's doing that on purpose. I hope he's not. I think he's trying to be presidential. And I'm saying, we have presidential right now in Obama, and look where it's gotten us. Be yourself, Trump.
Well, this is the same thing that Romney did. When Romney debated Obama, right, you know, 4 years ago, it was a disaster. Romney came across as a complete and total emasculated wimp. He wouldn't address the issues. He wouldn't tell Trump. He wouldn't tell Obama what Obama had done. He wouldn't bring up the issues to his face. He just sat there and cowed down to him because he was a sitting president. Now, that's ridiculous. You're running against this guy for the highest office in the land. You decided he's not very good at what he does. That's why you're running against him. You should at least point out what he did. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. And then, of course, you know, some of the other commentators just eviscerated, you know, Romney. I mean, it was awful what Romney did. But see, Romney was not supposed to win. He didn't even try to win. He ran a completely anemic run. He wasn't the chosen one. Now Soros is saying that Clinton's the chosen one now, though some people say that video that's been all over the internet has been edited. I don't know. But the problem is this: George Soros has been involved with the Democratic Party because George Soros is a Rothschild banking cartel, Khazarian mafia operative, and these are the guys who run the planet. Remember the Swiss researchers a couple years ago did that one study to find out how many real true banks there were on the entire planet, and they said there was only one bank. It was the Rothschild banking cartel, and it ran everything because it was like a giant octopus squid, according to Rolling Stone, that was sucking the life out of the planet. That's who these guys are. These are the Khazarians. These are the Luciferians. These are the Satanists. These are the synagogue of Satan. These are the ones that Jesus called out and said, your father's the devil. That's who these guys are. These are the Babylonian magicians that we saw in Egypt when God basically had Moses throw the staff down and it turned into a snake. They threw the Egyptian staff down and it turned into a snake. The magicians did. That's who's running the planet. Now, if you believe the word, you believe the word. If you don't, you don't. But that's what's going on. We've got the Luciferians running the planet. All Hillary would be is a sock puppet for Lucifer. They would prop her up in the Oval Office and use her for news conferences, and if they could keep her alive long enough. But Dave, this lady is in bad shape. She is literally dying in front of our eyes, trying to run for the presidency, and apparently they don't have a double that's a good enough lookalike to put into her spots. I mean, it's almost sad that this has happened to her, but she sowed so much bad seed and killed those boys in Benghazi and killed all those people in Egypt and killed all those people in Libya. I mean, this woman's bad news. She's like steeped in hell. And quite frankly, that's where she's headed when this whole thing's over, unless she has a massive repentance phase and gives up what she's believed in. But I don't think she's going to do it because she's a full-blown witch.
A fourth-degree coven witch. You're absolutely right. I mentioned this right at the top. I'm coming out tomorrow with an expose on Hillary Clinton, and I told you this before the show, Ted, and the Clinton Foundation dealings in Haiti. And this isn't her biggest scandal. Her biggest scandals are, number one, selling uranium that can be used as nuclear weapons against the United States to the Foundation. Number two, the Benghazi affair. And number three, it's what she's done to the people in Haiti. And wait till you see what I'm coming out with tomorrow. And Ted, I am fascinated by law and order stuff. I love to read about crime stuff. I love to read about mafia organization. It kind of goes to my background, and part of it's in sociology. But I have to tell you, with what I know about crime families, the Cosa Nostra and so forth, they got nothing on the Clintons. They have nothing. The Clintons are more ruthless than the mafia. I think they're the number one mafia on the planet.
They're the same people. It's the same Soros clan. I mean, the Clintons didn't get this, but the Clintons were running drugs in MENA, Arkansas, back in the 80s, for heaven's sakes. I mean, we know that. Look at those two videos that Jerry Falwell did back in the 90s, the Clinton Chronicles and the Clinton Circle of Power. You can watch both of those on YouTube for free. And it talks all about these different people they killed and all these murders. And Larry Nichols was young back then. He actually narrates a big chunk of that stuff. I mean, we're not making this stuff up. These guys are basically tied in with organized crime and the CIA and the Rothschild Group. Because remember, and I've talked about this before on the show, they don't think that you're a human or I'm a human or anybody's a human. They're the humans because they consider themselves to be the Benign Nephilim, sons of the fallen. They consider their bloodline to be that of Lucifer. And they consider us just to be animals. They don't care if they kill us with heroin with the CIA, running it out of Afghanistan, $1 trillion a year, and the huge child smuggling, child sex trafficking act, which is right up there at the top of the list as far as most traded commodities. These people don't care about human beings. They don't care about us. They're spraying us with glyphosate. They're injecting us with glyphosate. They're spraying us with Nalid down here in Florida, down in Miami. You know, they're doing it in South Carolina, trying to kill this quote-unquote this imaginary Zika virus mess. And they're going to cause microencephaly by doing that. They're spraying us like they got a giant can of Raid up in the air soaking us down. That's how they're treating all of us, because they don't care. The very drug, the very chemicals, the very neurotoxin Nalid they're spraying on us to kill the bees have us and kill the mosquitoes have the side effect of causing microencephaly. So 9 months from now, after they spray all these pregnant women, they say, oh my God, look, we didn't do it quick enough. Oh, they all have microencephaly. And they'll never, ever admit that they're the ones who caused it. And see, this is how screwed up the whole system is. Because they don't think you're a human. They don't think I'm a human. Because they know that Christians are in covenant with the Most High God. They know that we're connected to Him through our Holy Spirit, to His dimension. And He shares with us part of His omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. And He gives us authority over them. That's why they allow people to be attacked who are Christians. All these refugees coming in from these other countries are not Christian. They're all Muslim. They don't want the Christians being saved. The Muslims, you can't say anything about a Muslim. A true Muslim with Sharia law thinks a woman basically is a pig. Okay, they can treat her any way they want. They can put acid in her face. They can kill her if she doesn't do what's supposed to be right. Okay, that's how they treat it. They believe that you can rape young boys. They think it's all okay, but you can't say anything about that or you're a Muslim phobe. I mean, it's ridiculous, Dave. Same thing with the Hindus, same thing with the Buddhists. Everybody is protected as a special interest group except for Christians. Because, you know, we're primarily the white folks, you know, and there are a lot of Christians who are also black in Africa. But what's interesting about this, one school in California now is starting to have, excuse me, black dorms. Completely segregated dorms because the blacks have been asked not to be integrated with the white people. They want their own black dormitories. I mean, are you kidding me? If we came up and I went to Florida State University or any major college university and I said, I'm going to set a petition up. I don't want to be housed with Mexicans or blacks or Russians or Chinese or whatever. I want a white dorm. I would be thrown out of the school for politically incorrect speech. And they would say that, oh, he's an extreme racist. Well, no, it's okay as long as Black Lives Matter gets involved and they start putting pressure on us. They don't like Christian women, they don't like Christian men. They don't like us because they know the power that we have because we're in covenant with the Most High God. We're in covenant with God, and they know that. And they know that if we as Christians get together and we pray in the aggregate, we can change everything. And they don't want that. That's why they've emasculated the churches with their Scofield Bibles and their teachings on the rapture. They've emasculated their churches with the teachings on Zionism. They've emasculated the churches by basically telling us that, you know, we don't need to store food. And if you talk about any political stuff, we're going to take your 501(c) status away. They've done all of this. Why? Because that's what they do. This has been a long-term, 150, 160-year project since Albert Pike wrote his little letter to Manzini saying there's going to be three world wars, and they're planning on pitting the Muslims against the Christians. Well, they can't pit the Muslims against the Christians, Dave, if the Muslims aren't in the United States or not in Europe. They're not a high concentration of them. So they've got to go ahead and get them all over here by the hundreds of thousands, by the millions into the United States and into Europe by the millions, because now they can say, oh, we've had a Muslim attack. And what's so crazy, Trump points out the obvious and says, well, maybe we need to stop bringing Muslims in until we vet them to make sure that they're not jihadists. Oh, my God, you're a racist. You're a racist. You're an Islamophobe. What, are you kidding me? No, he's not. See, there's nothing wrong with being white. Gosh, I mean, I'm so sick of it. I'm a white male German heritage, period. That's what I am. Am I ashamed of that? No. If I was black, I'd be proud I was black. If I was Hispanic, I'd be proud I was Hispanic. But you can't have white pride. You can't have Hispanic pride. You can't have black pride. Of course you can't. You can't have white pride. You can't be proud of your own race. Are you joking me? It's an all-out war. I think, 5 or 6% of the planet left is white to wipe out the rest of us because they don't want the Christianity in us. They don't want us praying to Yahweh. They don't want us calling on the name of Yeshua. They don't want us calling on the blood of Yeshua. They don't want us doing that, Dave. They want to destroy us. And the only way they're going to do it is by this infiltration by night, like Kennedy warned about, this covert stuff they're planning on doing. Kennedy called them out. They killed him for it. And you see, he was the last great president in my lifetime that I remember because he told the truth and he died for it. Reagan told the truth when he was running for the office. They shot him 30 days after he took office. Of course, George Bush ran the White House for the 8 years that Reagan was in because they kept him drugged up on medications to the point that when he got out of the White House just a couple years later, he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease because all the drugs had induced this senile dementia in the poor man. I mean, it's absolutely nuts when you look at the history of what's happened in the United States from JFK to 9/11 and how we've seen the CIA mess come in and just take over the United States with their covert activities. And this is what the whole thing... Read the book. Watch the video, JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. Watch that one. Read the book, Brotherhood of Darkness by Manthe. It was a phenomenal book. Read the other book, Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr. Okay, write all these down. You can go back and listen to the archives on this. And also get Jim Mars' book, The Fourth Reich. That's very, very important. And make sure you get Pawns in the Game too, and the Brotherhood of Darkness, and you can also get the Black Awakening by Rush Dizdar. Those are, if you read those four or five books and watch that, a couple of those videos to watch for the anniversary of 9/11 are 9/11 Mysteries. Phenomenal video, phenomenal. And of course, Loose Change. And there's a bunch of other ones out there now too. And so if you just watch this stuff and understand that we've been lied to, and of course all the listeners that you have on tonight, Dave, there's really no reason to go into all the stuff that happened in 9/11 with the stealing of the gold and all the other stuff, because they already know all the stuff. Okay, and of course they already know that Judy Wood said that, you know, we have some type of energy weapon, that's why people are jumping out of the windows. We can do it. I've read so much stuff on this stuff, we can talk about that for 2 hours, but everybody already knows about that stuff. Everybody knows that we were lied to. A couple of years they brought me in as a guest professor at a university here in town. And they asked me to give a couple lectures. And I told the kids in the classroom, I said, I'm going to talk about how to change the fabric of space-time, how to change your future, how basically to be who you need to be through Christ Jesus, because it's a Christian school, Christian university. And I came in and I told the kids, and I asked the kids in both classes I taught that day, I said, how many of you believe that the government did not tell us the entire truth about 9/11? Every single kid in that classroom raised their hands, Dave. Every single kid. Because everybody knows this lie. Paul Craig Roberts got with an excellent article this week. He said now the government story has become the conspiracy theory because it's so stupid and nobody can believe it. It's so ridiculous. See, that's what's happened. Everything's getting turned upside down and people no longer trust the United States government. See, back in the 40s, we fought Hitler, who basically was put in power by the globalists. And we fought him and defeated him because he wanted to do his Satan thing more than they wanted to do their other Satan thing, right? When we defeated Hitler, now, I don't believe that Satan was involved, I mean, that Hitler was involved in the occult. Now, PBS has said that, some theologians have said that, some historians have said that, others have said he was not. I believe there were sections of his government that were involved in it. That's what I believe. And that's exactly what, if you read Pawns in the Game, that's exactly what William Guy Carr says. That was written right after the war. Now, whether I'm right or not, I don't know. I can't guarantee you that either way. All I know is this, that the government that we have in the United States now is out of control. Just the other day, I believe it was up in the Northeast, a young homeless woman, I'm sure you saw the story, Dave, she basically had her child that she wanted to put into a better school. She was homeless. She had no address. And so instead of using the old address she used to have when she lived somewhere, she used a different address of a friend of hers. They arrested her and said she was defrauding that township and that school. And told her that she had defrauded them for thousands of dollars, and now she's serving a prison sentence. So being homeless wasn't bad enough. Trying to get her child into a better school system, that was inappropriate, and they have to put her in prison for doing that. This is not the America that I was raised in. I want Norman Rockwell America back. I want back what we had back in the 40s and the 50s, when we actually loved God, and we served Jesus Christ, and we as a nation stood together in the aggregate. But they decided to take that out with their silly, with taking prayer out of the schools back in the 60s. I remember when it happened, and with Roe v. Wade in 73. And then they hit us with that feminism movement back in the 70s, and then now the feminists have gone completely berserk. In fact, there's a good article here. I pulled it up this week by a lady by the name of Cressy Gamo, and she says the 7 simple rules for being a good feminist. She says you need to label innocuous things as a sexist or sexual harassment to successfully water down all the acts that are the real sexual harassments. Number 2, she says you have to bathe in hypocrisy. In other words, you can sexually harass men as much as you want, but they can't say anything to you. Number 3, you must defend all the crazy people who totally ignore things like honor killings and acid attacks on Muslim women, who disgrace the religion of peace with their immodesty and their grave sins. You have more and more. In other words, the Muslims get an entire pass on being sexual weirdos. Number 4, you have to demand respect. Then you have to do everything in your power to strip yourself of it. 5, you need to practice the sacrament of abortion. Now, this is something that I really didn't realize how bad this was until I watched an Alex Jones video one time, and they were someplace, and somebody was basically just screaming and laughing about how they had murdered their children through abortion, and they were like getting off on it. I didn't think that these people were that crazy. But a lot of these people really, really believe that's like the pinnacle of being a feminist is when you murder your own children. And number 6, once you've successfully painted yourself a victim, project your insecurities on other innocent men. And number 7, tear down all women who disagree to follow you and basically refuse to follow your rule. And I see this happen all of the time. I saw it when I was at Florida State University. I remember years ago, the feminists had gotten up there and they had put up a big, this is after I'd graduated, this is probably 10 years ago, and they were running a big play up there in Ruby Diamond Hall called The Vagina Chronicles. It was actually a story about a talking vagina. I know it's almost hard to believe, but that's what they were doing. And they wanted me to donate some money to the school for some things they wanted to have done. And I told them, I said, guys, I can't donate money to your school. I said, I can't support stuff like this. I said, I can't support this, but this is the type of stuff. And they said, well, we're a full-spectrum university. We cater to everybody. And I said, well, not to me. I'm not going to support this because the money's fungible. If I give you money for something else, then what's going to happen is you'll spend money on something that I wouldn't approve of. And I said, I'm not going to do that. So it's just part of what it is, Dave. And see, we need to realize that Hillary is a feminist, full-blown. I mean, she blasts nonprofit colleges like Trump set up, but Bill took millions from a nonprofit college for speaking. For-profit college. A top Google search, what did Dr. Drew say about Hillary? Well, he said that her health was bad and everybody knew it and they needed to work on it, what he basically said, paraphrasing, and he was gone a couple of days later. We know that. Well, here's another story. Why was Hillary wearing an earpiece during last night's presidential forum? I've already told you why, in case she needed to be rebooted. Clinton receives millions of dollars from Dow Chemical but backs away from an effort to ban toxic chemicals that harms women, which could have caused her Parkinson's disease, by the way. Hillary Clinton refuses the Mexican president's invitation. Why? She can't control her surroundings enough in Mexico. She can't do it. She can't allow herself to be down there and something happened and the Mexicans publish it all over the internet and all over the world where she is. I mean, these are the things that's happening with Hillary right now, Dave, and they're not getting any better. They're getting much, much worse.
It is frightening. Now, hold on to your seats, everybody. We have breaking news. Reporter, and thanks to Maggie for sending this to us. Reporter David Schuster just posted to Twitter that operatives in the Democratic Party have told Schuster that an emergency meeting by the Democratic National Committee is being considered for the purpose of replacing presidential nominee Hillary Clinton on the heels of her, quote, pneumonia, allegedly causing her to collapse Sunday morning at the 9/11 15th anniversary commemoration at Ground Zero in New York City. We'll see if this gets legs, Ted. I suspect it's going to get legs. And I think we are seeing the things unfold that we've been talking about. And I'm going to quote my friend Steve Quayle. What we used to talk about is no longer happening. It's already here. And this is what we're looking at right now, is we're going to see her out of the ticket. And I think if they don't believe they can win this election by hook and crook, I think they're going to pull the plug and do whatever they need to do.
Well, if they have
quick response before we go into the break.
If they have any sense, they'll put Bernie Sanders in. Bernie Sanders has a huge following in the Democratic Party already. It would be difficult for Trump to beat him, even legitimately. I believe that. Biden's a joke, but he's a safe choice. But Bernie Sanders is the one who's actually garnered a lot of media attention in the primaries. And I think they should have chosen him to start with if they want to make themselves viable in an election without trying to cheat. But I don't know if he's controllable, but he sure seemed controllable when he had that Oval Office meeting, Dave, and was told he was going to endorse Clinton.
I think you have a point, but I have two reactions. And I don't know that this is the final word, Ted. I'm just throwing this out there. I learned from Ross Perot, it's almost impossible to restart a campaign. Number two, his people, and I'm speaking about Bernie's people, are really PO'd at him for what he did. They raised $200 million and he said, see ya, and he got bought off behind closed doors. So I don't know if it's Bernie. I think he's the obvious choice, but there are some real roadblocks. And I'll tell you what, Bernie can't beat Trump unless every vote is tainted. I mean, you know who we're going to lose, who they'll lose in the vote for Bernie, re-campaign, if you'll call it that? They're going to lose the women. The women who want to vote for Hillary because wouldn't it be cool to have a woman? Which to me is like saying, I drink antifreeze because it looks like Gatorade. But they're going to lose that strong woman feminist block if they
That's
go to
true.
Bernie.
But remember, that same feminist bloc won't even show up for her own rallies. You know, nobody shows up for her. Everybody hates the woman. I mean, God, I mean, nobody even feels sorry for her. But I mean, I personally think she's going to reap what she sowed. I mean, you know, you can't kill as many people as she killed and live that fluffless Leben like I talk about in Germany. Fluffless means a complete life given to excess and debauchery for all of these years. Leben means life. I mean, so a life lived in excess and debauchery and just filth. That's what she's had her entire life. I mean, she's heinous is what she is. She's a reprobate. And the sad part about it is that, you know, she's sowed all that seed. And God is not a man that he should be mocked, Dave. A man will reap what he has sown. That's what the Word of God says. And that includes women. And this woman is a wicked, wicked, fourth-degree coven witch. I mean, she's bad. And, I mean, do you really think God's going to sit there and say, oh, come on, Hillary, I'll help you out on this one? He's not going to do that. And Lucifer could not handle Yahweh. It's a joke. He never has been able to. He tried to do it in Genesis chapter 6, and God just flushed the planet. You can't do it. You can't mess with the creator of the universe in the top dimension. It doesn't work that way from a physics standpoint. He can't get it done. It won't happen. Now, we could have Obama.
Let me bring a question to you from a lower dimension, if you will. Yeah. And the question is this. Do you believe with absolute certainty in the genuineness and sincerity of Trump?
I do not.
Yeah.
I do not. I don't. No, I don't. And now, the reason for that is now I believe he's our best choice. I've got that. And I'm going to vote for him. I'm not going to vote libertarian this time. And I have friends who know him who say he's legit. I don't know him personally, Dave. And if I knew him personally, I'd say, I know him, Dave. Personally, he's legit. Though the people that have told me he's legit are good friends of mine. And I just don't know how much of his money is leveraged through Goldman Sachs. That's the problem that I have. I don't know what they can do as far as calling in loans through the Goldman Sachs things, because he has, I'm sure, billions of dollars in loans outstanding. And he's already said that his companies have taken a huge, huge hit. Now, do I believe he's born again now? Yes. But do I believe there are things in him in his past that could be brought out against him that we have not seen? Yes. Do I believe they could use his own children against him in a blackmail scenario? If you don't do what we want, your children are going to die. Yes. Because this is the way they do things. Now, as far as a person who has integrity and everything else, I believe that he's okay, probably one of the better presidential candidates we've ever had. But I don't know him personally, Dave, and so I can't answer that. I don't trust any of these guys, right, at all. You know, so I'm going to vote for Trump. I've endorsed him repeatedly on my show because he's the best choice we've got, and it's ABC for me, anybody but Clinton. I mean, that's just it. You can't allow yourself to fall into that, well, I'm going to vote libertarian. The libertarian guy's a nut. He's got a vice presidential pick that basically hates guns, and this guy's all about the transatlantic partnership. And, you know, he wants to force people to get immunizations. That's libertarian. This guy has lost it. He's not a libertarian. He's just another globalist.
And well, so I love his quote that Mike Adams wrote an article about this, where Gary Johnson came out and said, kids need to be vaccinated by gunpoint if necessary.
That's right.
That's all I needed to read, was that in Mike's article to figure out, hey, forget this guy. But in this case, I don't usually believe you're throwing away your vote when you vote your conscience.
Nope.
But in this case, you're throwing away your vote for a closet socialist.
That's right.
I mean, he's cut out of the same mold as Bernie Sanders, except he's not for wealth redistribution. He's for the rich to acquire even more wealth.
Yep.
Ted, we got about 20 seconds before we break for our top of the hour station break, but I wanted to just cover with you in the next hour very quickly and let you think about this. I want to talk about the sincerity of Trump, his past association with the Clintons, but also the high points on why he is our best choice. We covered some of this with Daniel Brigman last week, and I want to get your take on this. To everybody else, sit tight, because there's more fireworks coming, and keep those news tips coming in, because if we get them and they're hot, they're going back out over the air. Thanks for joining us in this first hour. We'll see you in hour number two with Dr. Ted Brewer.